Pasuk describes in the parasha that the basar dena ben shineim, that the meat was still stuck between the teeth. Hashem became very angry at the taiva, the Klai Yisrael, was feeling for the interest of meat. Vayach Hashem ba'am ma'ke rabba me'od. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu leashed out a terrible makkah, an onesh. The Meit Shiloach writes, it doesn't say Vayamas Amrav, that a large nation, a large amount of people died, but it says makkah rabba, a large blow. It's like one death. And he's medayek, that's referring to a nefesh yakar mod, a very special, a very precious nefesh. And he suggests al pisvara that it's referring to Nachshon ben Aminatov. Quotes a Zohar in support of this idea. And this is a gra. This is the same idea that Nachshon ben Aminatov died b'kivros tataiva. It's a strange thing to think that Nachshon ben Aminatov, the one who jumped into the Yamsuf, was the one who died at Kivos Taiva. And so the Ramban explains in Parsh B'Shalach that the idea of the Mon, we're going backtracking for a moment, the idea of the Mon, to receive the Mon, to be in the Madrega, of eating the Lechem and Malachi Asharis, that was a level that Dor HaMidbar reached. And they reached a level of Malachim specifically as they went through Yamsuf. They reached that such a high level of the Shechina being Shor Aleihem. They reached the level of the Malachim, so they were Zochet Kris Yamsuf to the eating of the Mon. The Mon came about B'zichus Moshe Rabbeinu. Maral explains why Moshe Rabbeinu got his name. The Basya Basparo called him Moshe because Minamai Mishisihu, that she drew him up from the water. She removed him. She brought him up above the water. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was much more than Mayim. Chaim Vital writes in Shai Kedusha that there are Arba Yesodos, there's Eish, Mayim, Ruach, and Afar. And Mayim represents Inyanei Taiva. That's why the Dor Mabul was destroyed with water, because it was a door that was full of Taiva. Mayim represents Taiva. And Moshe Rabbeinu was above water. He was above Taiva, completely divorced from it. For that reason, he got the name Minamai Mishisu, Moshe. He was above. He was much greater than water. And it was in the Zechus of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was also above Gashmius. He was like a Malach. So connecting Moshe Rabbeinu, the Zechus of Moshe Rabbeinu, there is Zocha to the Lechem from Shemaim, the food that Malachim would eat. The Zechus Moshe Rabbeinu, who is like a Malach himself. To be mevatel the koach of Mayim, to be mevatel the koach of Taiva. So a Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf, the Svarma Kedoshim tell us, was a Kriya, was a Bekia, was a tearing apart of the water, a tearing apart of the Yesod, the Taiva, the koach of Taiva. Specifically during this Kriyas Yamsuf, breaking out of the pull of the Yetzer Hara, where we tore it apart. We got to that level of seeing Nevuah. We got to the level of being Zoche, to eating the Mon, the Lechem of the Malachim. But in our Parsha, B'nai Yisrael get sucked back in to the world of Taiva. And they disconnected themselves from the Madrega Moshe Rabbeinu. They wanted more. The Mon wasn't enough for them. They weren't divorced from the water. So then, they got punished by losing Nachshon ben Aminadav. Not because Nachshon did anything wrong, but Nachshon represented. Nachshon ben Aminadav was the Melech of Klai Yisrael, because he was the Nasi of Shevet Yehuda, the Shevet of Malchus. He was the king. And he jumped into the water. He split the water. He represented the ability that not only Moshe Rabbeinu, who was also a melech, was able to remove himself from the water, from the time Moshe was created, but even Nachshon ben Aminadav, even the rest of the people, the melech representing all of Klai Yisrael, was able to jump into the water and split it and separate from the taiva. And through that leadership, that role modeling of Nachshon ben Aminadab of Klal Yisrael, was able to follow suit and walk through and split the waters and split themselves and remove themselves from the koach of the mayim, the koach of taiva. And now, when they wanted the basar, the taiva was coming back in full force. So then they're punished by losing their leader, losing Nachshon ben Aminadab, who represented the ability to divorce oneself from the world of taiva. Nachshon ben Aminadab, Nachshon had the letters Nachash. Nachash represents, of course, the Yetzer Hara. Nachshon was able to be mevatel that. He was able to be mevatel the Nachash, because the last letters Vav Nun always represent making something smaller. He took the Nachshon, Nachshon. He made it smaller. He made it much smaller. And the Iker Avodah of the Nachash is not only to bring a person about sin, but also makes a person feel guilty and depressed and be miyayish and give up. That's the Iker Koach. That's what the Rabbi Meir Lublin writes. That's more than simply causing the there, but giving hope that you can never come back. And the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, when Klal Yisrael was stuck in between the water in one hand, and behind them they were being chased down Mitzrayim, and they were in a situation with the Cherev Chada Munechas al Tzavar al Sha'adam. There was a sword, a sharp sword on the neck, about to be killed. Nachshon showed them you can't give up, you can never give up. Don't fall into the traps of the Nachash of Yish, but just jump in the water and trust in Hashem. Even though Begashmi B'derech HaTeva, it's impossible, that's the Koach HaRan, that's the Yitzhar we're speaking. But jump into the water and trust in Hashem. It's no coincidence. The Gematria of Makar Rabba, says Rav Shor, is the Gematria of Yish. Because at Makar Rabba, they lost the leadership of Nachshon ben Aminadab, who showed them that you could always break through. No matter how bad the taiva is, you could always do a Kriyas Yamsuf. You could get to the high levels. No matter what, you could never be Miyayish. That Makar Rabba, they fell into the trap of the Yish. They lost that hope. Mircha Semi should be Zohar to bring that hope back, to be able to fight the Yetzer Hara, the Kula Shema Vitas, and the coming of Mashiach, Meher V'Yameinu, Amen.